so much the essence and the bulk of our lives. So we were like children still at heart. And one of the biggest jokes in any way in the Iranis it is, you know, breaking the wind is a big joke. A sound that like that. But somebody said, you didn't know, I didn't know. Maybe get out of the air. That's the big thing. So imagine what happened when we were in Kashmir with Baba. Again, just the four of us. Rana was there with the Meru and myself. And Baba. And the men, of course, Chanjin over there. So first of all, as we were walking on the road, on the street of Srinagar, we were in Srinagar, and Baba suddenly says, you know, buy something. It's, everything comes from Baba. Nothing comes from us. No thought of shopping, no thought of buying. But when Baba says, buy something, you know, immediately we have to be up and ready for it, to receive his wish and to carry it out. Fine. Oh my goodness, my head's churning fast. What shall we buy? What is there to buy? What shall we buy? So Mara suddenly gets an idea. We'll buy some photo frames for Baba's photos. You know, the lovely walnut kind that they're making in. Fine, that's what we'll do. Which shop? All this is just, you know, Baba's walking along with us. And suddenly Baba looks up at the board, signboard on his shop and says, here's where we will shop. And he chuckles, you know, that delight. And what do you think it said on the shop? Suffering Moses. Moses, let's go and shop here. And we certainly did. And Meru still remembers the man kept saying, no bargaining, you know. Whatever it is the price. Because he said, what? So much? No bargaining. But we got some beautiful things. Well, later, then we were going, this is the same type of story I'm telling you, see? Later, we were going in two tongas. You know the horse carriages, tongas, you've seen them? Yeah. So we were, Meru and I were in one with, who was in front? I think Chanji was in front. And Baba and Mera in one with Rano in front, because Chanji couldn't be in Mera's tonga, you see, and Rano was there. So we were going. Now, Baba always likes whatever vehicle we use, whether it's a tongue horse carriage or a car or a whatever it is, keep up, you know, don't be far away. But what could we do? Our horse, our tonga's horse, was much slower. So Baba was just, you know, truck, the tonga was going, and we were just going glag-lang. And you see, Baba's language doesn't need a voice so that we don't have to hear. So no matter how distant it is, one can still talk. Baba's signs, you see, Baba's ways. So Baba was looking, because naturally our focus is on Baba, even though our facing like that, we turned around and see, Baba's saying, you know, with flashing eyes, what's the matter with you? Why, hurry up, take us so long, you know? What to do? Horse, not us, horse. So then what to do? We kept on telling the man, hurry up. No. So in the end, Meru did something tricky. She said to aloud, not to him, but to me, in his language, she said, look at that tonga in front. His horse is something really, that tonga. See how fast he's going? Look at our tonga. Slow coach, horses slow. The man heard that, and then he suddenly took his whip and made a noise with it. He didn't hit the horse, inside that tin thing, you know. And our horse started taking off. And it took, you know, really, it's like in one of those races or something, glub, glub. Now we're holding on, hanging on for dear life. And not only that, but the sudden movement and the speed did something to the horse, and the horse started breaking wind. And in time, perfect time. And that was enough for Meru and for me. And we're hanging on here laughing, double laughing. Now Baba's. Now we've not only made up with Baba, we've gone past. So that's made Baba more angry. Turns around. Now this way, and says, what's the matter with you? Going past here and going so far? Why are you laughing like that? Baba, not us. It's the horse. And we try not to laugh, because we know Baba doesn't like it. But what can we do? It was beyond our control. I'll never forget that. A Tonga ride in the street, in the biggest street of Srinagar, with the avatar going there in one Tonga, and this funny thing happening. Yeah. That never fails as a joke, no. Of course, Baba laughed out, says, but you know, this, what is this? Going past? First he said, make up, hurry up, and now look at the nerve. We're galloping past Baba's Tonga, going ahead. Not us.
Did he like the story when you told him what happened?
Afterwards?
Yes.
Yeah. But you know, Baba would not afterwards lengthen a subject or things like that. That was finished. That was finished. It was at the time that divine wrath or flash, as I only call it, his eyes would flash, you know, to keep us in line. But it was lovely.